Now we turn to somebody else who is angry about the way people from his ethnic background are often portrayed, but it has to be said, angry in the nicest and often funniest possible way. We're talking about Phil Yu. He's the founder of the blog Angry Asian Man. When Yu started the blog back in 2001, he didn't think too many people outside his friends and family would bother reading it. Now, though, it's become a primary source for news and commentary about the Asian American experience. It's even required reading for some college courses, which is why that with school back in session, Phil Yu is now doing a tour on the college speaking circuit. That's where we caught up with him to talk about his blog and the interesting niche he's carved out. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people would ask, really, first of all, what are you angry about?
You know, it's funny because, you know, most people who know me and know my personality, I'm not really all that angry of a guy. I don't come across as angry or uncivilized on the blog, but there are always little things here and there that when I read incidents about discrimination or just like whack portrayals in the media, that gets me riled up.
Well, you really don't come across as that angry. In fact, the blog is often very funny on an interpersonal level. You know, you don't seem sort of that angry. So why that name? I mean, did it just appear to you, just came to you? Or was that it started out as kind of part of your personal website and just kind of grew into the name?
Yeah. The idea of an angry Asian anything is actually kind of an affront to people's general perceptions of Asians in America. I think a lot of time we get pegged as very subservient, docile, passive. You know, we're sort of, you know, often painted as the model minority. We're going to keep our head down and not make waves, not rock the boat. And I just thought the name Angry Asian Man was so, it's a little bit provocative when people see it and they, you know, they go, whoa, this is not a concept that I'm used to. And I thought it would, you know, it's okay for Asians to speak up. It's okay for us to stand up and get angry about things in the face of injustice, you know.
What was the first thing that really made you angry as an Asian man?
I can't remember the first time, but I do remember the first one that sort of pertained to maybe the seeds that started this website. I remember when I was in college, there was this fraternity that circulated an email that eventually went public about how they had defeated this team of little yellow men and sent them back in their rickshaws. And it's just all this weird lyrical language about how they defeated this mostly Asian team of intramural softball.
What?
Yeah, and it was, you know,
sorry.
It was totally unnecessary.
What?
And I thought, like, I can't believe that this has passed. And then, you know, of course, they were like, oh, we weren't meant, it was, you know, they played it off. It wasn't meant to harm anybody. We weren't mean offense. You know, I've seen this time and time again across, you know, a lot of different college campuses where that happens. They're just given a pass a lot of the times. And I thought, this is a moment where people need to say something, you know. We need to not be the model minority in this situation and get angry.
What was the first time when you realized the blog was having an impact?
I think in 2002 is when Abercrombie & Fitch, the clothing company, came out with this line of graphic T-shirts. And a bunch of them had these Asian slogans on them that were, you know, racist caricatures of Asians. You know, people pulling rickshaws and people in those conical hats. I still haven't figured out the name for that, but and one of them that everyone remembers is the one, it was advertising a fake laundry service called the Wong Brothers. Their slogan was, two Wongs can make it white. And so I wrote about it, you know, and I posted the images of all the T-shirts, and I actually posted the corporate contact info for Abercrombie & Fitch and just said, you know, readers, if you feel like this is something that you feel strong about, this makes you angry, go ahead and let them know. And it got such a tremendous response. And that was a moment where I realized, like, oh, the blogs are picking up on this. And then mainstream media is picking up, like, a week later. And it kind of spurred on protests and across different Asian American groups and college campuses. That was the first time I realized, wow, my blog can be used for something. You know, I can get people to get angry about something. I can spur action. I'm trying to paint a picture that reflects sort of the diversity of Asian America. And that means having things that get me mad, talking about racism, hate crimes, discrimination, but also talking about things that really get me cheering and I'm celebrating. You know, I have a lot of things about pop culture, a lot of commentary about things I'm seeing in the news, just funny, weird things that you come across the internet that happen to be related to Asians, I guess. And
did you write about the fact that, like, the central character in Up, the kids' movie, about the young boy and the old man who kind of go up in the air with a big balloon bouquet because the older man wants to take a vacation he never got to take, and then the boy happens to be unintentionally stowed away. The boy character is actually Asian.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that I even noticed that he was Asian until you said it, because one of the points that you made is he was like a Boy Scout character. He wasn't like the math genius with the pocket protector. He wasn't, you know, he was just a kid who was looking for friends.
Yeah, I love that character in Up. Just, you know, he just happens to be Asian. And he's, you know, really adorable character. But that kid could have been of any ethnicity, but they made the effort to make him Asian, just a little color, you know. And it's really wonderful when that kind of thing happens, where they don't have to play that up and make it like a thing or a joke, which happens a lot.
One of the other things that's interesting about your blog is that it also features stories about Asian Americans who aren't being awesome. You know, petty criminals,
right?
Shady politicians, you know, things of that sort. Why do you include those stories? And do people agree with you? Do your followers agree with you that you should? Or they sometimes say, hey, don't be airing our dirty laundry. We have other people for that.
Yeah, that's a feature that has over the years become known as Asians behaving badly. That's also my effort to say, guess what? Our community is also full of people who do bad things or fail at this or that. And that's just part of my effort to create a more fuller picture. We're not the model minority.
Is it the kind of thing where people check with you to find out if they should be mad about something? You know, like we've always, you know, everybody's got this friend that they call to say, who's of a different background, to say, hey, is this, you know, whether,
right.
You know, not different ethnic group or different sexual orientation, and, you know, something strikes you and you think, how am I supposed to feel about this? Are you that guy? When it comes to Asian Americans?
I definitely get a lot of emails saying, like, hey, have you seen this? And what do you think about it? You know, just they want to see my take on it, you know. And I get a lot of people running by things by me just saying, should I be mad about this? Or is this just kind of funny or just kind of a stupid thing?
Well, how do you feel about that responsibility?
It is a really weird responsibility to have. And a lot of times I sort of shy away from it. It's like, I don't want that. You know, make up your own mind about these things. But I realize a lot of times people are also kind of need an affirmation and kind of want to have that dialogue where we're all in this together, you know. And I just or it's just that they want to also spread the word to other people about, you know, a particular issue.
Well, things like everyday thing, I think that a lot of people might not understand is happening. Like, for example, one of the things she wrote about is servers writing racist things on receipts for Asian Americans.
Right.
You know, and you're like, what?
Yeah, and it happened so many times where I was like, is this a thing now? Or has this been happening for so long that we just didn't know it, but now we have the tools to sort of get the word out of it? Like, people are just taking smartphone pics and uploading them. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Is this a real trend? But, you know, those things are the kinds of things where, you know, people really, it gets them thinking, you know, and it gets people now, you know, every time I go to a fast food place or just get a receipt, I'm like looking at them like, is there anything racist on this? You know?
Before we let you go, do you have a dream?
Mine's a really silly dream because I love movies and television, and that's why so much of my blog is preoccupied with that. Is I really have a dream to see like an Asian American actor win a Best Actor or Actress Oscar. Not somebody just from Asia, but someone like me who grew up here, had a dream to be on TV or in the movies, and see that acceptance speech. That would be a really awesome dream for me.
Phil Yu is creator of the blog Angry Asian Man. We caught up with him in the middle of a college tour, and he joined us from NPR West, which is in Culver City, California. Phil Yu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, rap is now global. It's traveled from Atlanta to Accra, and now artists from Africa are adding their voices to the mix.
What keeps us going, it is the fight against invisibility. It is the fight to say that, yo, we count and we're here.
Transatlantic star Blitz the Ambassador is with us and tells us how he blends influences from Chuck D to Fela Kuti to come up with his own fresh take. That's ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.